Jack put away his notebook. Annie threw the velvet cloak over his shoulders and backpack.
"Great. It's big enough for both of us," she said.
She carefully arranged the folds around them. Then she pulled the huge hood over both their heads. Jack looked down. He couldn't see his body at all. He felt like he couldn't breathe. In a panic, he threw off the hood.
"I hate that," he said.
"I told you it's creepy," said Annie. "But if we don't wear it, we won't get past the guards."
"Yeah, I know. And we won't have protection in the other world," said Jack.
He took a deep breath.
"Okay, let's do it."
Annie pulled the hood up again.
"I'll hold on to the hood so it won't blow off," she said. "You just think about getting across that bridge, nothing else."
"But I can't see my feet," said Jack.
"You don't need to see your feet to walk," said Annie. "Come on, do it for Morgan."
"Right," said Jack.
He and Annie stepped onto the bridge.
"Whatever you do, don't look down," said Annie.
As they started over the bridge, the wind whistled around them. Jack couldn't help it. He looked down. Not only was his body missing, but the fog beneath the bridge was moving in a wild, spinning whirl. Jack felt dizzy and faint. He stopped.
"Keep going," whispered Annie.
Jack took a deep breath and looked straight ahead. Then he started walking again. He went slowly, step by step, toward the pale light beyond the bars of the gate. In the flickering torchlight, the guards looked like giants. As Jack and Annie slipped invisibly by them, Jack held his breath.
"How will we open the gate?" he wondered.
"Whoosh!"
said Annie loudly. Jack's heart nearly stopped. Had Annie lost her mind?
"What are you doing?"
he whispered.
"I'm the wind,"
Annie whispered back.
"Whoosh!"
Annie gave the gate a shove. It swung open as if pushed by the wind.
Jack looked back and saw that the guards had turned in their direction.
"Quick!"
whispered Annie. She and Jack moved silently through the gateway.
"Whoosh!"
said Annie. She pushed the gate back. It shut with a clang. Through the bars, Jack saw the guards face the bridge again.
"Good work," he said to Annie.
"Thanks,"
she said. Jack and Annie then turned away from the gate.
"Oh,"
whispered Annie.
"The other world,"
whispered Jack.